Mem Beis. Law and now, according to what we said, that the inyan of hakoras achet, the inyan of knowing what a chet is, and the inyan of charoto is before you start with the special mitzvahs of tshuva. The inyan of charoto is pashut to stop doing the chet. Because when a person doesn't have charoto, it means he doesn't have an understanding of what kavod shemayim is. We can understand well that Yishayim says, anybody who's sorry for what he did, Yeshul Kvar Din Baal Tshuva. Even in Shvera Averis, Shatzor Kaporo, Yisurim, or Misir Rachman Alatzlan, and he didn't do yet the Tshuva to take care of that. It means he didn't go through the whole process of Avodas Tshuva to cover himself from the Chiyat Misur, from the Yisurim, or the Kaporo. But still, Im Ach Ischarit, if he already has regret, regret comes from the shayrish that you have a hakorah of what a pegi and kovet shemayim means. Shuvein a rosh of a kosher law. You don't have a din rosh of halachadik. V'chei mash omru chazal. A guy says, I'm a kudesh of a manash any tzaddik. A person says to a lady, I'm a kudesh of a tzaddik. I feel the way a rosh of gomer mekudesh. Hashem a hirer b'tshuva b'dayta. V'tamua. The Gemara says that maybe while he is a rosh, he walks into the chuppah, a rosh of gomer. And he says to Rabbi Mekudesh, I'm an Asher Nitzadik. I'm a Kaddish, I'm an Asher, I'm a Tzadik. He's Mekudesh. Why he's a Rosh? The Torah says, in that second, he said, oi, he had Tcharoto. B'tamua, it's a Chapela. I feel him here, B'tshuva, even if the guy was thinking about doing Tshuva, because I'm Rosh and Gomeru. Achareisha, Omra, Lachamura, Shakaprosa, Kashamay. The guy didn't do anything yet to change his lifestyle. He's still the same Rosh he was a second ago, so he thought about Tshuva. So what? Why is that called he's a Tzadik Gomer already? Okay, Apiyam of Rule, oh, Rashi's a Tshuva, Yacharoto. The Aleph Beis Tshuva is the regret. Why? She have soka sachet. That's called stopping to do that virus. Ach, avada shetzorach l'chaporo. A person afterwards needs kaporo. V'kinuach halichluch. He has to clean up all the dirt. The ruchni is the dirt. Shen hishava that was created al yidei achet. V'heim heim hadal chiluki kaporo. That's the different levels. The Gemara says in Yuma, that's the different levels of kaporo. For each type of avera, a person has to undertake different levels of kaporo. Aber the etzem mechus of tshuva is the stopping of the chet, and for that already a person is not called a rosh anymore. And through this it comes out, you're not called a rosh anymore. A guy did chatom for 20 years. But the minute that he's mischarit and he stopped it, he's not called a rosh anymore. He's called a rosh now, presently. Because since he's not mischarit, that's called you doing the chet now. Like we spoke about yesterday. That means a kol man, a person, is not honestly mischarit for what he did. It means we're schlepping with us all the averus of a whole life. Example, haganah v'agaza. If a guy steals something, shimloi heshivui, v'agneva tachas yodam, harei ein oid mamshichim b'chet. They're still doing the chet. Makayenim sulim. Avakasha mischarit, but if a person has charota, choizel l'kashrusoi, you go back, because afish yedai l'meskapavane. You don't have a kapor yet. You don't have a kapor yet, but you're not a rosher. That's the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Tshuva gemura he ba'isa perek ba'isa makom ba'isa isha." The Rambam says, "What's called tshuva gemura? That a person gets into the same situation with the same lady with the same matziv, and he doesn't do the avera." Even if he does tshuva when he's an old man, I feel the term yomos even before right before he dies away. Tshuva also mikubel. So I'm having the inyam amol tshuva femisa. What does the tshuva help before he dies? The guy didn't stop doing anything. And a guy recognized what the chet is, he stopped sinning. That type of tshuva helped him before he dies. Ach, but a vada ain't a tshuva gemura. Lakira shrosha hachet. Elo kishivoy seperek. Only if it's in the same matzav. Sha'oz, he alderach domesh at hashmisha b'reischem agi reischem. There's a beautiful lashon over here. If something becomes treif, ayidei hot cooking, how do you get it out of? You make hagolo. That means a vada, for a person to get the avarus out of your system, you have to burn it out. The same way you burned it in, you have to burn it out. For that, the tshuva is not going to help that he does a minute before he dies. Abra chach the tshuva before he dies, it's the beginning of the tshuva. Chach is not a rosh anymore. That's one thing. Gimel, now he gets on another level. Kishem she akoras hachet he rishis mevoy hatshuva. The same way recognizing that I am a choyte is the beginning of the process, the introduction to tshuva. D'chol she'en lo hakor z'chet haruya, anybody who doesn't have the richtig hakor of the chet, like we said yesterday on all the levels, nechshav kimamshich b'chet, it's called, you're continuing the avera. That's one thing. Kimoy kein, but besides that, he mishameshes b'foil, the hakor of the chet also acts. Practically speaking, mevoyle tshuva v'goyim ikoyi l'tikun hachet. There are two things we're talking about. There's a thing called stop being a rasha. So in order to stop being a rasha, hakaras hachet is critical. Without hakaras hachet, you're a rasha, you're doing averus. That's one thing. Then there's a thing called tikun hachet. Tikun hachet is kapara, where I'm fixing up the chet, where I'm fixing myself up, where I'm bringing myself back. Up to now, we spoke about the role that Hakaras Hachet plays in stopping to be a Rasha. Don't be a Rasha. Stop continuing to do Chatam. That's what we spoke about till now. But he says that Hakaras Hachet also plays a role in the beginning of the Tikkun of the Chet. How? Dinei, me'etzem Hachet, from the etzem Chet itself, himtzi Hakaras Baruch Hu mazor utrufa l'taknoi. Hakaras Baruch Hu created from the Chet itself the medicine and the bandage to fix the Chet. Why? Through the chet itself, Neitzer B'Lev Yehudi is created in the heart of every Yid. Every Yid, the source of his neshama, the source of his neshama is from the highest of the holiest, the holiest. Ke'ev tzoyrev, a terrible pain, a sharp pain. V'nekifas lev amuka, and a terrible conscience, a deep bothering of his conscience. Kol echad lefi erko, everybody on their level. Al hidar derusoi l'shefel matziv yorazeh, on his deterioration to such a low matziv. Figam, and therefore, b'shas avera, during the avera, boy, then a shakua, when you're still sunk in b'shol tachtas, you're deep in the pits of Gehenim. Nitzo is echod mimal shebetoichoi, one spark of neshama, which came from upstairs, which is inside you. Lo neisen l'menucha. Everybody knows that even when they're in the middle of doing a terrible avera, Menuchas HaNefesh they don't have, because there's that one thing of his neshama which is still alive, which is nagging you and saying you're doing the wrong thing. Ume'etzem ha'merirus hazois, and from this bitterness, maschel atikun, a person can build a tikun. That means the hakara of what a chet is, first of all, will bring me pasha to stop it. To stop it, to regret what I'm doing, to stop the process of chet. That's the first thing that the hakara of chet does. But the hakara of what a chet does will also bring me to the bitterness and the upsetness and the shock at what I did. And that bitterness is the beginning of the tikkun v'chet. The tikkun of the chet, he's going to explain in a minute, comes from the bitterness that I have. And that, so the hakar of the chet, besides causing me technically to stop doing the averus, it also lays the foundation to build myself up because of the bitterness which it causes. The pasuk says, "Lohibit avim b'yankiv." Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't see anything bad in Yaakov. V'leiro amo b'Yisrael. Hashem aleikov imoi v'truas melech bo. Hashem is always with Klal Yisrael. Is the pshat of the pasuk he's saying here? Shemedaber besug miyuchet shel avim kazeh. It's talking about a zat type of averu. Hashem aleikov imoi, even in the averu. Sha'af be'ishen nichshel, even when a person stumbles. V'oivra averoi, when he doesn't have averu, libra nikra bekirboi, his heart is ripped to pieces. Eich oivra rotzen aboyri. V'gam b'shas achet umolikev, even while he's doing the chet, he's full of pain. V'ein achet nasa b'shleimus hanefesh. The chet's not done with a full heart. Al avin kazeh, a zat averu, which a person does that while he's doing the averu, the neshama is protesting it with the bitterness. Lohib, and of course, Baruch Hu doesn't say why not. Ki ascholos ha-tikun kvar gonos b'teichoi, because the beginning of the tikun is already there in the avera. V'yesh l'forosh ken gam kei maimer ha-besht zichus yogin aleinu. A pasuk says, it says, v'heifis Hashem eschem ba'amnim, v'avadatam shem alokim ha-cheirim, u'bikashtim misham as Hashem alokecha mutzasa, pirish, misham daika. The Baal Shem Tov said, v'hainu dafka, me'arichu ka noira she'igato, ad lavo elokim acherim, from this huge distance, the shocking distance that you got to, that you served all the avodah zarah, kivon shelibcha nechal oz bekir b'chal nefilos chal b'shol tachdis, since you're eating your heart out, that you felt so far, this pain, that pain is going to cause gufo to vakish as Hashem. Just like a person can get when a person is in the lowest dargah, is in the pits, he still calls out to Hashem. The pasuk says, even if you're going to get pushed away to the end of the world, sometimes a person comes to, a person comes to Hakaras Achet, so he stops doing what he's doing. But also the recognition of the chumrah of how bad my shape is, you're being pushed away. You're going from one deterioration to the next. At the end of the sky, you're holding on. Somebody's poigim in the midah of bris kodesh. You're pushed away. In order to do tshuva on these averus, Gefel Chavez Brosas do tremendous tshuva. Umarumas Kam Beis Chatam. Ha'oiv Din Be'eretz Asher Hu Pagar Vavarat Hashem Lekilachem. Avoid the Zorah, Kfir Aminus. Shehem Bebechinas Ovod Umenutuk Lagarmen Hashoyosh. You're cut off from the root of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vanidochim Be'eretz Mitzrayim Hu Bechinas Pigmei Bris Kodesh. Asher Aleim Ne'emar Im Yenidachcha. But if a person uses the Hakaras Achet to break his heart, and if from there, from that broken heart, from the pits of despair, a person cries out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, umetzasa, umisham ikavetzcha, mekavet nitcha am Yisrael. Why? Says the pasuk in Tehillim, ki leiv nishbor v'nitka, a broken heart, alikim leitivze, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mevaza. Afilu b'chatam achamur me'ela, bebchinas oivet v'nidach, you're lost, you're pushed away, you're at the end of the world. U'b'hakaras achet, but through this chet, maschel hatikur, k'mayim ha'apayit. The Pitan says, Mizbeach Evne b'shivra libi. I'll build a Mizbeach using my broken heart. The biggest kavanas in davening are only like keys. Lifterach shayir achimim. Urufarim v'nebach hasha'orim malim chaluda. Nebach, the gates get rusty. V'mavtechas eni chonam avtarach. You can't open it. You can't turn the lock. Achleiv nishma, said the best. Hukamoy garza. It's like an axe. Asher yishbo adalsos nechoshes. You can break even a dollar of copper. Ubriche bazen yigadeh. You can break open locks of iron. Mikoyach hakoras achet. From recognizing the chet. V'haleiv nishmar. Maschel atikus. A person begins the tikun. It says, this is very important. The tshuva speaks out that the level of tshuva and the level of closeness that a person is going to get to aidei tshuva is going to depend on the bitterness and the upsetness and the agmas nefesh that he has. The tshuva that a person gets, not because he's doing a job, but it comes from a deep-rooted bitterness, where a person comes to the recognition of how far he went away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which comes from the Torah HaNefesh, it comes from the purity of the Neshama, when the Neshama is able to feel of how far he came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zaku Sichla, and the purity of a person's Seichel, Ki Lefi Sichloi, according to his Seichel, Kfiyashit Yipachach Ha'enov, and how much his eyes opened, Yirbu V'yatsu M'moid M'moid Yigayna, and be more upset and more upset. So the recognition of the chet, besides playing a practical role, that he stops doing an aveiro, also plays a role that it causes the beginning of the process of merirus, it causes the beginning of the process of upsetness, and that process of upsetness is what causes the tikkun of the chet. Because as much as a person has a recognition and is bitter and is upset and is subrochin about how far he is away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's as much as he's going to be able to misakin to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine, we'll continue tomorrow.